Here we're going to do Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are well into the page. We're going to now discuss Rabbi Elazar's shita that Machshirei Mila are Docha Shabbos. So the Gemara is going to discuss what about Machshirim of other mitzvahs? Are they Docha Shabbos as well? Would you be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for Machshirim of other mitzvahs? Last word online is Chia. We are at Amar Rabbi Chia. Amar Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Chia Bar Abba says the name Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Lekol Amar Rabbi Eliezer Machshirim Mitzvah Docha Nesha Shabbos. It's not about every machshirim mitzvah that Rabbi Eliezer would say could be docha Shabbos, shari shtei alechem chovas hayom hein, because shtei alechem we know is a mitzvah v'lolam dan Rabbi, and that has to be done on the yom tov Shavuos v'lolam dan Rabbi Eliezer elam gzerushava, and Rabbi Eliezer requires a gzerushava to teach that they're docha Shabbos. Well, if it were an automatic that all machshirim mitzvah are docha Shabbos, you wouldn't need a gzerushava to tell me that shtei alechem are docha Shabbos. So that the machshirim shtei alechem are docha Shabbos, like the baking of the shtei alechem. Where do we see that Rabbi Eliezer has a gezer shava to teach that the baking of the shtei alechem is docha Shabbos? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, minayin the machshir shtei alechem shochem is Shabbos. How do I know the machshir shtei alechem are docha Shabbos? Nemra hava ba Omer, v'nemra hava b'shtei alechem, because the lashon of hava is used both by Korban Omer and by shtei alechem. Ma hava hava ha'amur ba Omer machshirin docha nes Shabbos. Af hava amur b'shtei alechem machshirin docha nes Shabbos. So just like by the Korban Omer, we know that the machshirim are docha Shabbos. So too by the shtei alechem, the machshir and says, this gzera shava mufni, it is an open gzera shava, meaning the word hava'a is extra on both sides of this gzera shava, or at least al tzad echad of this gzera shava at this point of the Gemara. Ti'i lo mufni, because if it were not open, ika lemifrach, one would be able to have a pircha on this gzera shava, in the sense that you can't really compare omer to shtei alechem. Mala omer shkeinim matzo katzur kotzer, tomer b'shtei alechem shematzo katzur eino kotzer, because by omer you have a mitzvah of ktziras ha'omer, even if you already have harvested grain. But when it comes to shtei alechem, if you have harvested grain, you don't need to be kotzer anymore. Says Marli, afnuya mufni, you're right, it is mufna. So michti, but says Gemara ksiv, it says in the pasuk ve'vesim asom reishis ktzir chamele kohen, biyom haviyachem lomeli. Why does it have to add the word biyom haviyachem? So it must be shvamin alefnuya, it must be that extra hava'a is extra, and therefore it's open to teach the gezerah shava, and that's why you can't be meshiv on this gezerah shava. You can't ask that the two aren't really comparable to each other. But says Maravakati mufna mitzad echad hu. But even then, it's only mufna mitzad echad, meaning only the word hava'a on one side of this gezerah shava is extra, but on the other side of the gezerah shava, the word is actually still necessary. And the shita of Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to gezerah shava that's mufna mitzad echad is v'shamin le Rabbi Eliezer da mufna mitzad echad l'meidin u'meshivin. You can ask a question on such a gzeirah shava that if the two cases are not comparable to each other, it could blow up the entire gzeirah shava. So making this gzeirah shava mufna mitzad echad should not suffice to allow Rabbi Eliezer to compare shtei alechem to the Korban Omer. So taviu ribuyahu. Now the lashon taviu is also extra, and therefore it's a riboy, and therefore it's considered to be mufna mishnei tzadin. Good, so now we have the machshire mila are docha Shabbos, according to Rabbi Eliezer, and machshire shtei halachim are docha Shabbos based on a gezerah shava. But the Gemara was trying to say, machshirim of other mitzvos are not docha Shabbos. So the mutei mat, what mitzvos are the machshirim not docha Shabbos, according to Rabbi Eliezer? Ilem lemutei lulav, you want to tell me machshire lulav are not docha Shabbos, vatani lulav akal machshire docha nesha Shabbos? Rabbi Eliezer, we know that Rabbi Eliezer holds machshir lulav ar docha Shabbos. Vel mutei sukkah, you want to tell me to exclude sukkah? Vatani sukkah v'kol machshir ar docha nesha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Eliezer holds explicitly that machshir is sukkah ar docha Shabbos. Vel mutei matzah, maybe he's coming to exclude matzah. Vatani matzah v'kol machshir ar docha nesha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer holds a machshir matzah ar docha Shabbos. Vel mutei shofar, you want to tell me he comes to exclude shofar? Vatani shofar v'kol machshir ar docha nesha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer holds a machshir shofar. Docha Shabbos. Amar Rav Ad Barav Lemutei Tzitzis L'Taliso U'Mezuzo L'Pischo. No, what it's coming to tell me is that the Machshirim of Tzitzis and Mezuzo, those are not Docha Shabbos. And Tani Ram Yach, we have a brisa that supports this. V'Shavim Shem Tzitz Taliso Va'asa Mezuzo L'Pischo Shehu Chayiv. That if a person on Shabbos ties Tzitzis on his talis or makes a Mezuzo on his doorway, he's going to be Chayiv. My Taima Amar Rav Yosef V'Shein Kovolem Zman. Because these are mitzvahs that don't have a particular Zman Kavua, so you
might as well do them on Erev Shabbos or on Matzai Shabbos. You don't have to do them on Shabbos. Amnei Abaye Adraba Midem Kavua Lemzman Kol Shaita V'Shaita Zimnehu. Wait a second. If they don't have a Zman Kavua, that means it's always their Zman. Every moment is a new Chiyuv. So that shouldn't be a reason not to do it on Shabbos. So why is it that these mitzvos of Tzitzis and Mezuzah, the Machshirin, are not Docha Shabbos? Ela Amrav Nachman Amrav Yitzchak V'Tim Rafun Brej of Yeshua Hol B'Yadulav Kiran. Because there's another way out. You don't have to necessarily do these mitzvos. You could be mafgir your beggar of dalet kanfos, and then you have no chiyuv of tzitzis. You could be mafgir your bias, and then you'll have no chiyuv of mezuzah. So that's why the machshirim of those mitzvos are not going to be docha Shabbos. We'll stop there, and B'Shem will pick up with the two dots next time.